Listening part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our summer school at the South Bank Academy. I'm going to be your teacher for the morning class. It's a real pleasure to see you all. My name's Anita Robinson. I don't really like Anita and would prefer you to use Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Now, I like all my students to feel relaxed in my classes, but I have some rules that I expect you to follow. The lessons start at 9:30 from Monday to Thursday. On Friday, we start at 10 o'clock because all the teachers have to go to a staff meeting. I advise you to use this half hour to check that you've finished all your assignments for the week. I'll come back to those a bit later. I expect everyone to arrive on time for the classes. Anyone who comes 15 minutes after the start of the lesson will not be allowed to attend the class and will have to go to the library. I just want to be fair to students who have made the effort to get here on time. Late arrivals disrupt the smooth running of the class. The morning class finishes at 12:30 every day, including Friday. There's a 15-minute break at around 11 when you can go and get coffee in the student lounge on the second floor. Please do not bring any food or drinks into the classroom. During the lesson, I expect you to speak English to me and to the other students when you're doing pair work and group work. It's important to take every opportunity to practice the language. The next rule, that may not be to your liking, is the use of mobile phones. Unlike some of the other teachers, I'm afraid that I insist that you switch off your phones in the classroom. The only exception to this rule is when a student needs to be contacted by a family member in an emergency. My classes are very communicative, and I want to create an atmosphere where we can talk freely to each other without resorting to our devices. I promise you that you'll quickly get used to it. Finally, back to the homework assignments. I'll set you 3 tasks to do each week, which will help to develop your skills in reading, writing, and research. These must be handed in at the start of the lesson on Friday. I'll mark them over the weekend and return them to you on Monday morning. If you give in your homework after the deadline, I'll take 10% off the mark I would have given you. All your scores are recorded for your end-of-term report. These rules may appear to be quite strict, but I can assure you that they are designed for your benefit and will help you to improve your ability to communicate in English. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our summer school at the South Bank Academy. I'm going to be your teacher for the morning class. It's a real pleasure to see you all. My name's Anita Robinson. I don't really like Anita and would prefer you to use Annie, A-N-N-I-E. Now, I like all my students to feel relaxed in my classes, but I have some rules that I expect you to follow. The lessons start at 9:30 from Monday to Thursday. On Friday, we start at 10 o'clock because all the teachers have to go to a staff meeting. I advise you to use this half hour to check that you've finished all your assignments for the week. I'll come back to those a bit later. I expect everyone to arrive on time for the classes. Anyone who comes 15 minutes after the start of the lesson will not be allowed to attend the class and will have to go to the library. I just want to be fair to students who have made the effort to get here on time. Late arrivals disrupt the smooth running of the class. The morning class finishes at 12:30 every day, including Friday. There's a 15-minute break at around 11 when you can go and get coffee in the student lounge on the second floor. Please do not bring any food or drinks into the classroom. During the lesson, I expect you to speak English to me and to the other students when you're doing pair work and group work. It's important to take every opportunity to practice the language. The next rule, that may not be to your liking, is the use of mobile phones. Unlike some of the other teachers, I'm afraid that I insist that you switch off your phones in the classroom. The only exception to this rule is when a student needs to be contacted by a family member in an emergency. My classes are very communicative, and I want to create an atmosphere where we can talk freely to each other without resorting to our devices. I promise you that you'll quickly get used to it. Finally, back to the homework assignments. I'll set you three tasks to do each week, which will help to develop your skills in reading, writing, and research. These must be handed in at the start of the lesson on Friday. I'll mark them over the weekend and return them to you on Monday morning. If you give in your homework after the deadline, I'll take 10% off the mark I would have given you. All your scores are recorded for your end-of-term report. These rules may appear to be quite strict, but I can assure you that they are designed for your benefit and will help you to improve your ability to communicate in English.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.